Oh yeah, his tone, it was just like, dude, things are going to happen. You know, I believe in you. You know, you already know all these things. He said, just go out there and do you. You know, that's all it was. It was just go be yourself. You know, he wasn't worried about, you know, trying to cheer me up or encourage me. He knows that I knew what I did. He knows that I have no problem bouncing back. So he just said, hey, man, just go be you. And we were able to get some, you know, play some good football after that. Yeah, they were playing a two-man, so the guy's back was to me, so I tried to sneak it in, you know, without the guy seeing it. He turned his head around and caught it. You know, he made a good play. It just got high on me. It did. You know, I wish that, you know, if I had the play over, I'd love to, you know, bring it down, obviously. You know, but that's where I wanted to throw it. It was just high.
Was that how you saw the same thing?
Yeah, the first time it was at two different coverages, but the first time was to Clive down the middle. You know, he was running a certain route, and I thought that, you know, obviously with the route he was running, the guy wouldn't get his head around, and he did. And then the second one, Coop got up on the safety, and that's why I knew that we'd have a good chance at throwing it, because Coop beat the safety down the field.
No.
Oh man, I just know they played a lot of, you know, two man today. You know, they played a lot of that, and you know the way you hurt that is, you know, by hitting some plays if they're there, and if not, you got to take off and run. So there's a lot of times for me to try and scramble and take off and run, you know. But also that also leads to a lot of throwaways, you know, because those guys are playing underneath, trailing those guys, and you know sometimes when you're scrambling, you know there's not that many throws. It hurts. It hurt my heart, you know, to be honest, you know, because I know how much work I put into this. I know how much, you know, work our team puts into this, our coaches, how much we sacrifice during the week and not even during the week, even during our off season. You know, sometimes we joke around that there really is no off season, you know, because everyone's ultimate goal is to go to the playoffs, win the Super Bowl. And that's always my goal. That will never change, no matter what our record is, no matter what happens. You know, I compete because I want to be the best. And, you know, I just got to keep working at it. I got to keep learning, keep growing because, you know, we've got a lot of football ahead of us and we got to get better.
You showed the ability all year to put balls in tight spots for touchdowns. Usually from a standing spot, as far as breaking outside and rolling when a play breaks down.
Yeah.
Is that part, can you add that to your game, or is that just something that it's not going to be part of you, or is that something you can do?
I could absolutely do it. You know, on the touchdown we threw to Coop, you know, it was a rollout where I set up and hit him. You know, it's absolutely something I believe that I could do and all those things. But, you know, I'm always, you know, trying to throw the ball on time, you know, at certain places. There's a lot of times in this league, you know, every quarterback could tell you throw the ball before the guy even breaks and you just hope that it works out your way. And sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, it's absolutely something I believe that we can do. Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom down the field.
Yeah.
How did that feel, and can you explain why you weren't really able to sustain that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's hard, especially you got to give them a lot of credit, man. They're really good. You know, they're a really good team, you know. So, you know, there were spurts where we were able to move the ball really well and, you know, get some points, you know, which this what this league is about is getting points. And you know, they happened to stop us a few times. We happened to go down a few times, you know, but against a team like this, a playoff team, a team fighting to win their division, all those things, you know, it's not always going to be pretty. You know, you just got to weather the storm and, you know, just try and go out and compete against them, try and get some points next time.
Cooper topped 1,000 yards today.
Yeah.
You know, that's not that big of a deal, that accomplishment. A lot of people, but your take on him being able to.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's the ultimate team guy, so that doesn't surprise me that he said that. You know, we have a lot of those guys, you know, so there's going to be a lot of guys that would have the same answer. But anytime you can do that in this league against the DBs of today, that is no small feat. You know, that means that you're a really good wide receiver, one of the best in the world, obviously, you know. So anytime you can do that, you know, he deserves a lot of credit, man. He works his tail off, you know. I know he'd rather win than have any stats, but, you know, he deserves a lot of credit, man. Guy works his tail off.
Some sort of historic accolade.
Yeah, no. You know, when you look at it as a whole, I mean, it's cool. You know, all that stuff means we have good players. You know, we know that. Coach tells us that all the time. You know, he believes in us and he believes how good we are. You know, but obviously, you know, we just weren't good enough, obviously, today. But, you know, when you hear things like that, it means we're heading the right way. You know, it means, you know, Mr. McKenzie's done a great job of, you know, helping both sides of the ball and helping us out. Man, it's just been, I'm just blessed to be a part of it, to be honest. I'm happy that I'm here and that I get to be a part of this, you know, because it's not always going to be these kind of feelings. You know, I know that.
Derek, what was that like seeing Devontae after the game, you know,
yeah,
with you guys in the big leagues?
Oh man, it's crazy. You know, he's one of my best friends. He always will be. You know, we were texting back and forth all week and, you know, having fun with it, you know, because obviously we're both going to stop playing this game at some time and we're just going to be friends that don't play football, you know, so it was cool to see him. You know, I wish him the best, obviously not today, but, you know, it was really good to see him. And he's, you know, he's one of my, you know, best friends, like I said. Yeah.
And is any part of that you as a quarterback learning, like, when to take a chance and when not to?
No, I feel like, man, it's just, like, so unfortunate because I've thrown so many interceptions in my life playing quarterback. You know, it's going to happen. And, like, literally I've never had that many, like, returns like that. So I guess I just, you know, I don't want to practice going and knocking people out. But, you know, that's not something I want to think about. But I don't know. You know, I don't know why, you know, especially, you know, in that situation, you know, you don't want to do that, but I wish I knew. I really don't.
Yeah. Did that away from you guys, or what was the difference in the second half?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, because I just think, like, oh, we're moving the ball. And, like, when I sit back and think about it now, I'm like, oh, wow, he was running it really well and all those things. I really don't know. You know, I'd have to sit down and see, oh, yeah. Because, you know, there's so many things going through my head, like, you know, changes in the game, you know, game plan adjustments, all those things that I'm like, when did that happen? You know, right now. So right now I'm not sure, but I knew that we were moving the ball well, especially, you know, he was running really well.